You know, this is about the only, this is the only way we're going to get there. If we are not, if I'm not mature enough to teach it, and you're not mature enough, and we're not mature enough to be taught, we're going to remain in the same place. But somebody has to be bold enough to teach it. Go ahead, Ushers. My goodness. Yes, yes, yes. But you know, people call somebody doing this, what I taught tonight, people call me a lunatic and all that kind of stuff. But I don't care. Because if Jesus did it, listen to this statement while you're receiving it. If Jesus did it, we should be doing it. And we got record, we got scripture. He did it. He did it. He did it. He did it. But we make excuses. But we have to grow up. If we grow up, we can do it. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. See, just, you know, this is not a put down. This one make a statement. See, when you're really serious about the things of God, see, it rain gave a bunch of folks an excuse. And we have passion, compassion on them and all that kind of stuff. They if they were committed, they would come out here sliding on four wheels. Because what was said here tonight need to have been heard. They need to have been here. Some things are taught, some things are caught. If I'm throwing a ball to Sharon, he over at my house, he ain't gonna catch it. So you ain't know I threw it. Some things are taught, and some things are caught. If you're not here, you're not gonna catch it. You can live stream all you want to. But if you're not here, you're not gonna catch it. Because see, that's you're not serious about getting into the things of God. And the thing, let's go ahead and stand up. And see the things and getting in that place, what because we've never been there, we don't know. Now listen to me while you're standing up. If you've never been there, you don't know. So it's uninteresting to you because you don't even have a clue. But if you ever touch it, you ever get over in there, that place, and you go, wow, I want to get back there. I want some, but if you never, you know, if I done put $2 million in your account and you don't know it, you just go through life struggling, trying to figure out how to make it all your life and don't know it. You didn't know it was there. And so you just, the day before you die, you find out you got $2 million in your account. Let me live some more. But if you have been paying attention and checking, you've been in his word, you'll find out what you got. Boy, some people get to heaven, they go, wow, Jesus, I'm so sorry. We don't want to leave this earth until we explore the fullness of God. Father, help us. Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Whew. How rich. How rich. Your riches is untold, beyond our comprehension. May our heart grasp this manifold wisdom of God. May our heart grasp that we have been given authority on earth to rule and reign. We understand, Lord, thank you for helping understand the reason why we do what we do. When we receive an offering, we are giving you opportunity. We're releasing our faith for opportunities, for our faith to work the grace. And for grace to work and cause things to explode in our lives. That we don't leave this place thinking about struggling, thinking about surviving, thinking about how I'm going to make it. We leave here rejoicing because we know we just released something. That in that area, we have full supplies coming. no lack, no shortage, no what if, no buts. And we leave rejoicing and say, what next, Lord? Because you graced us. You made all grace abound towards us. We know how to operate in wisdom, allowing grace to have a full work of in our lives to take us to one place of blessing to another. So, Father, I pray, open our eyes, our spiritual eyes to see. May we take time and get hungry and thirsty. May a hunger rise up in our spirits and a thirst that we can't quench, that we start digging in the Word. We take time and we dig and we ask, Holy Spirit, show me. Thank you, Father. So I thank you, Lord, that what you have will be lavished upon your people here in this place. In the name of Jesus, those that are viewing us, may their eyes come open. Father, I pray that this thing that they've been sold, I break the power of it. I won't allow it in Jesus' name. They may have some excuse, but I'm not going to allow that. This lying devil called COVID-19, talking about people can't come together. Who in the world has the authority and the audacity to speak over you, Lord? And you said, forsake not to assemble yourself. That's what you said. You didn't say similar to COVID-19 show up, then we stop. You said, forsake not the assembly of yourselves together as the manner some is. That's what you said. So I'm going to be faithful to that, Lord. I'm going to be faithful. So I stand before you. I didn't forsake it. I didn't close the church up. I didn't close the church door. I didn't close the opportunity for people to come together and pray. I didn't close it. I didn't hold off on speaking things because I think they would turn their nose up or say things. I won't do that. So, Lord, I thank you for your blessing. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. And so we go tonight, Lord. I thank you that tonight is a point where we drive a stake. That from this day forward, we're not going back past that anymore. We're going forward from here. In Jesus' name. And we thank you for it. Amen. No more reverse. As we go, listen to this. As we go, some of you may have heard of Lester Sumrall. He had two doors to his garage because he wouldn't put his car in reverse.